The best answer to anger is silence. Marcus Aurelius. Hello, my fellow Stoics. Anger is a natural emotion that we all feel as humans, and anger can have many roots. For some, it is when you are feeling disrespected. For some, it can be that you are not feeling heard. For others, it's, you know, you are wanting some sort of justice, or you feel like something was wronged. And in a lot of ways, what we do to deal with this anger in a civil society is obviously not to harm others or to get into physical altercations, but maybe to vent to our friends in the most simplistic of ways, right? If we're not talking about very intense situations of anger, we oftentimes vent to our friends and talk about what's going on with us. And in many ways, that's actually a very good thing, right? We want to express ourselves. We want to figure out amongst our friends, hey, am I justified in feeling angry? Ancient Stoics, specifically Seneca, famously said that anger is temporary madness. And anger is one of those things that once you're fully enraged in it, fully engulfed in it, it can't be reasoned with. And some ancient philosophers would suggest that a bit of it is good, like Aristotle. He said it's actually a good thing to experience that. But the Stoic mindset is that it's actually completely useless to kind of wrap ourselves in anger, because we believe that it's temporary madness, and it's not good to be out of control of ourselves. Now, I think both of those can be married together, right? It's in the more modern sense, which is emotions are good to feel, but the Stoic, applying the Stoic response would be ensure that your reactions are good, right? Are acted with moderation, justice, wisdom, and courage, right? That feeling that emotion is necessary because we are human, but choosing to use that emotion to act is not good. And that's the Stoic approach. And when it comes to venting, I wanted to touch on, you know, it's good to vent about our emotions, especially when we are angry with others. But modern psychology, as well as the ancient Stoics, often stated that it creates a vicious cycle. Because, of course, when we talk with our friends and whatnot, we feel good about it, right? We feel heard. We feel a little bit relieved after we've discussed exactly how we feel. However, that feeling of feeling good, we end up wanting to seek it again. And so we want to vent again and again and again. And what we come to realize is that our brain actually ends up seeking more negative thoughts, more anger, more of that feeling, so you can vent more, so you can get that feeling released. The Stoics would say that that is not a very good thing to do. It's not good to vent to people. It is not good to continuously vent to people, because venting every once in a while, of course, to pass around ideas is good. But like anything in excess, as the Stoic would say, anything in excess is bad. So it is important as a Stoic to always address the anger yourself before one, first and foremost, giving in to that anger, and two, creating vicious cycles that would further harm you. So the Stoic practice is to address that sudden rise of strong emotion and the need to retaliate if you begin to get angered or begin to get triggered. You have to really feel that emotion and make sure that you are aware of that trigger. And the second thing is to briefly reflect on what is happening and recognize it as anger, just an expression of what is occurring. And understanding that we can choose to respond with anger or to just address it as, I am just feeling angry, instead of acting out of anger. And this final step is to give assent to it, give in to that sensation, understand that I am perfectly justified in feeling the anger, but I am allowed to let it go. Let go of this feeling entirely. And remember that I have control over this anger. A couple of things that the Stoics have said is that within the second step, which is if you give in to that anger right before being able to review it and understand it as anger, understand what triggered you, if you give in to that, you've essentially allowed rational thought to fly out the window, because you are more than likely going to give in to that anger. So you have to catch yourself. You have to catch and release these emotions, and then act the opposite of anger. Choose to understand that you have choice over your reactions. A couple of things that we can utilize is Seneca's list of strategies that can help us understand the best way to address anger. That way we don't give in to it. So a couple of things is to check anger as soon as you feel its symptoms. So don't wait until you're fully engulfed in anger. You have to check in with yourself. That is your responsibility to do. You can also engage in cognitive distancing, what Seneca calls delaying your response. You begin to feel angry, you can go for a walk. You can slowly recite letters of the alphabet or take a series of deep breaths. Another thing is to associate yourself with serene people and avoid irritable or angry ones. So associate with good people. You can then deploy maybe some self-depreciating humor to de-escalate the anger. You know, if somebody's being disrespecting to you. I mean, for me, I can say as an example, I have relatively big ears, and somebody makes fun of my big ears. You know, some self-deprecating humor. Well, yes, I do. They're my personal satellites. It's okay. Why should I be angry with the truth? Of course I have big ears. I can't do nothing about it, though. They're mine. It's what makes me me. Lean into it a little bit. Another thing is to engage in preemptive meditation and anticipate situations that may trigger anger. If you are somebody who gets quickly irritable in crowds and you know you're going to go into a crowded event, premeditate. I will encounter people who are loud. I will encounter loud noises, and I will potentially encounter maybe drunk people who do not know how to respect their surroundings. That involves you. Premeditate about it. It takes the edge off the anger, because when it does occur, you can then say to yourself, well, I already knew that this was going to happen anyway, so it's okay. Another thing is to play a musical instrument or purposefully engage in whatever activity that relaxes your mind. Seek environments with pleasing colors, distracting the mind as best as you can. Don't engage in discussions when you are tired, thirsty, or hungry. And change your body to change your mind. So maybe deliberately slow your steps or lower the tone of your voice as you're talking with somebody. Now, of course, none of these things, as far as people engaging with you, justifies inaction in the face of injustice. But it is a good first step to understand that I have control over my actions. If you are in the face of injustice, you still would have to understand that I cannot act out of anger. I need to act rationally. If you are seeing an injustice where two people are fighting and one person is unjustifiably being beaten, of course, there'll be a sudden rise of anger. But don't give in to that rage. Don't give in to that madness. Otherwise, rational thought leaves, and then you end up doing something that you regret. It is okay to be courageous and be strong and act justly and do things for the justice of others. However, do so rationally. That is the Stoic approach, not out of anger. So, my fellow Stoics, I encourage everybody to act the opposite of anger when you begin to feel that. Practice catch and release, and understand that you have to catch the emotions that you feel and release them, and then do the things properly to avoid stepping in to the temporary madness. Thank you for listening in. If you enjoyed the podcast, please leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. It really helps out the show. If you would like to check out Stoic Sage merch or read the blog, please go to stoicsage.co. Also, give us a follow on Instagram and Facebook, and I wish you well, my fellow Stoics, on your path to sagehood.